Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am your host, Francine Humphrey, and my co-host is Veronica McMillan. Tonight we have the awesome pleasure of having as our special guest Nathan Richardson. He's a business owner in Hampton Roads. He's an author, poet, and a Douglas historian. If this is your first time tuning in to our show, we thank you so very much. And for our longtime listeners, we thank you as well. We could not do this show without you. So for those that have never heard the show before, we welcome you to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am the CEO of Issues Concerning Women, and we focus on women and their families, reaching long and short-term goals, assisting them in the areas of business, careers, housing, finance, and life skills. The Micro Nonprofit Network Incorporated is owned by Veronica McMillan, and she helps small nonprofit organizations become fundamentally strong through education, coaching, mentoring, and program development for 501c3 organizations. So without further ado, I want to say hello to my co-host. Hey, Veronica, how are you this evening?
Hey, Francine, I'm doing well, thank you.
Great, and our special guest, Mr. Nathan Richardson. Hey, Nathan, how are you?
Hello, how are you doing this evening? Can you hear me all right?
We can hear you just fine. We're doing well.
All right.
Thank you
it's
for
good
asking.
Good to be here. Yeah.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to have you on the show. And before we go any further, I just want to let the audience know you might want to get your paper and pencil ready because we're going to give you some nuggets that you normally would have to pay for. So tonight you get a special treat. So get your paper and pencil ready. So we're going to jump right in and get started. Nathan Richardson, as I stated in his introduction, is an author, a poet, and he portrays Frederick Douglass all over Hampton Roads and throughout the country. So, Nathan, I want you to just tell the audience just a little bit about how you got started in this area of business and what motivates you to keep doing it.
Well, I actually came to Douglass through poetry and storytelling. And so I've been a poet since I was in high school. I'm a native of Suffolk, Virginia, graduated from Forest Glen High School in 78, spent 22 years in the military, worked in insurance for about 5 years, worked for a newspaper for a while. And so I come to Frederick Douglass through my tradition of poetry and storytelling. And as a matter of fact, a lady by the name of Sheila Arnold, who is a master storyteller throughout the entire United States, but she's a native of Hampton. She introduced me or encouraged me to do a historical character. And fortunately, I followed her. I followed her advice because it's definitely changed the dynamics of my life.
Wonderful. And
yeah.
I know you've been a business owner for a while, and I don't know if our audience remembers, but just a few weeks ago, we were actually at the venue together on 35th Street, and Nathan, you talked about the art of business, and so I wanted you tonight to share a little bit of that with our audience, because most of the people who listen, not everybody, but most of them are business owners or aspiring to be a business owner. So I'm going to ask you to give them just a few of your strategies about turning your dreams into a reality.
Yeah, I tell you what, that was a great opportunity for you and I and Veronica to work together. It had been, we've known each other for a number of years, but hadn't worked together in a while. But fortunately, you know, we have stayed on the battlefield and then, you know, reconnected. And so I said, as soon as I had the opportunity to reconnect with you, I said, well, let's do something. And I had this idea to do oil and water on canvas, which is kind of a concept or a metaphor for the fact that creativity and capitalism don't always work well together. They're two opposite types of things, and you really have to work at them to turn your creativity into a capital and make money. The strategy, and sharing some of the strategies that I've used over the years and tips that I've gotten from the wealth of talented friends that I have, and I have a wealth of talented friends in Hampton Roads. It's just, you know, I think we're just very blessed that Burrell took us to the highest level last weekend to illustrate just how much talent that Hampton Roads has. But nevertheless, we had a great time at the venue talking about how you start respecting your potential early in life and then writing out a plan or a strategy to start moving away from just being a journeyman, just doing things as a hobby and for free, and start channeling that energy, investing in yourself, and then start turning it into a commodity that people will pay for. And so we went over, basically I was just laying out how I started out, first by making myself less available for free, because it's very hard. For instance, if you're an entertainer, if you're a poet, if you are a singer, if you're a comedian, certainly you're going to start out by making your, even if you're a public speaker, you're going to start out by doing a lot of free stuff. You're going to be going to the open mics, every opportunity you have. You're going to be taking the microphone. And that's really primarily to build your confidence, learn. But then once you start making that leap and calling it a business, then you have to start making yourself very, very scarce, because if a person is not going to pay to see you on Friday when they can come out on Monday and see you for free. It's just as simple as that. So so you have to learn how to start pulling back from your habits of going out and doing a lot of stuff for free, and start getting paid gigs. And the biggest way to do that is you really need to be a member of organizations. You need to be a member of creative nonprofit organizations. And Veronica, thank God we had Veronica on hand to give us exactly what a nonprofit is and how a nonprofit operates.
Yeah. And so, Veronica, that's your cute girl to jump on in there.
Yeah, this is just great information. And I was sitting thinking, I'm hoping that you all hear me okay. My phone sometimes act up real bad. And so I'm hoping that you all can hear me. But what I want to kind of piggyback on is this whole piece of brand, Nathan. So if you could speak to that point where we really have to brand ourselves. I was listening to some excerpts from T.D. Jakes's Pastors and Leadership Conference 2019, and he was calling the brand you, in that people basically – yes, they have services and products and all that stuff that they offer, but more than anything, that they're buying you. So if you could just speak a little to that brand, because now you have branded Douglas to the point where everybody, if they don't know, will know who Frederick Douglass is once you get done. And so if you could just talk a little bit about branding, I think that for our listening audience, I think that is going to be important. For no matter what business that you're in, whether it be nonprofit, for profit, you're doing nails, feet, selling out the back of your car, or whatever, your brand is important. So if you can just speak a little to that, Nathan.
Well, you know, I think it's important that, you know, once you decide on the direction you're going to go, you pick a path and you stay on that path. I mean, you can't do nails and be a mechanic at the same time. I mean, you know, you really should pick, you know, what you're gonna do, and then build that brand. It was kind of natural throughout my life. That something kind of an evolution where I started realizing the brand, even before I got into marketing and started learning about branding, that early in my life I was known for karate, and mm-hmm. you know, I was a martial artist, a second degree black belt, and everybody knew me as the Karate Kid, you know. And that was my brand for a lot of years. Then after 22 years of being in the military, as everybody started, my brand changed and I became Sergeant, right?
Mm-hmm.
I became Sergeant Richardson because I branded myself and I was dedicated to that profession for that long. And then after I transitioned out of the military and started writing, then I became Poet Nathan.
Mm-hmm.
And I focused on that. And then people started knowing me as Poet Nathan. And now that transition has evolved to Frederick Douglass. And so since people see me now, they know that I'm a poet. They still, you remember vaguely that I was a martial arts, but now they mm-hmm. know me as Frederick Douglass. And I think it's due to the part that I'm dedicated to what I'm doing. I focus on that. But when I present myself, I don't try to present myself as a myriad of things. I present myself as what I'm focused on right now. And mm-hmm. that takes discipline, especially in social media, where you are really talking about all kinds of things. You know, you have a lot of different interests and stuff like that. If you're building your brand as a business, then you have to be disciplined about what you post on social media that might divert people's attention away from exactly how you want to be perceived.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's wonderful. That was, you're just right in line with something that Bishop Jake said. He said he had a young man to call him up and said, hey, I want to get into the fitness business, and how do I do this, that, and the other? And he said, well, hold on, let me get back with you. And so he said he went to all of his social media posts and all of that stuff and was looking at all of the things he was doing. And he said he got mm-hmm. back with him. He said, listen, I don't see anything about, you know, fitness on your site anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so
So
if this goes well with those, if you're selling jewelry, you don't need to be talking about your mama's apple pie on
mm-hmm.
your website and putting recipes and all of that stuff. And I think that's so important, no matter where you are. And that was a big takeaway for me, Nathan, meeting that we had at the venue and just listening to you speak about that, because I think it's so important. Again, it doesn't matter whether you're nonprofit or for-profit, people still got to know who you are. So I think that brand is so important. So, Ms. Francine, I'm going to give it back to you, because I could go on and on just on that brand piece.
Okay.
But I know we have such a short time and we can't talk just on that. But Francine, you take it away, Francine.
Okay, great. And thank you, Nathan, for that tip, because I know even while you were talking, I was writing my little notes. I'm a note taker. And each transition, whatever you were doing, you kind of pivoted and made the change, and then you focused on what you were doing. So that's a good tip for anybody that's listening and you have other talents, because some people do have multiple talents. But you have to stay focused on that particular thing that you're working on right now. So when you were the Karate Kid, that's what you were focused on, and that's what you were doing. And then when you became the Douglass Historian, which is where you are now, that's where your focus lies. So in the transitions, and I love that word because you use that, we have to look at who we are, because our life changes. And as we begin to mature and to – age gracefully for the beautiful ladies out there. You know, we're some things that I was able to do in my 20s, I cannot do now. You know, so even no matter how I, you know, I thought I was just like the Fred Astaire of women. You know, I could dance, you know, my shoes off, but I can't do that now. I can do a step 1-2-1-2, you know. So you just have to be able and be willing to transition as you mature and find out what that thing is that you really want. And I think that's most important, one of the pieces about branding. And so that's great. And so before we go any further, I want Nathan, I want you to tell people how they can get in touch with you if they're interested in having you come and portray Frederick Douglass or read poetry to the children, because I know that's one of the things that you do throughout your travels. How can they reach you, you know, your website, your number or email or whatever it is that you want our audience to know?
Yeah, yeah, you can find me at on social media. At Frederick, hashtag Frederick Douglass Alive, you can go to my website, which is www.scpublishing.com, or you can actually just Google my name. You probably best do Poet Nathan Richardson or type in Frederick Douglass Nathan, and then you'll get, you know, a lot of information, stories, interviews, website, YouTube, all that kind of stuff. You know, I've been very fortunate to build quite a bit of content online that helps people find.
Wonderful, wonderful. And Veronica, go ahead and tell everybody how they can reach you if they want to know more about the nonprofit network.
Yes, wonderful. Of course, we can be found on the web at our website at themicrononprofitnetwork.org. Certainly, you can email us at info@themicrononprofitnetwork.org. Definitely, you can always call. I'm still so old school, still talking to people because that's important to me, at 757-572-0974 is a way to connect with me via phone. And, you know, my goal is once to get a phone call is to get back with everybody within 24 to 48 hours. So that's a way to connect with us with the Micro Nonprofit Network.
Awesome. And if you would like to talk to me and issues concerning women, you can call me at 757-567-6734 or go to the website, which is issuesconcerningwomen.org. Or send me an email at icwdirector@gmail.com. Okay, so Nathan, when we were on stage at the venue, we talked a lot about business and the different, you know, the nonprofit and for-profits and the art of business. But it was something that you talked about that really piqued my curiosity and just had me thinking about that even after we left. It was the 10 steps to make before you take the leap. And so I don't know if you have your PowerPoint with you or in front of you, but I have yours here because I wanted to make sure I had it. And so the first thing you said was, number one, don't wait until you get your stuff together before you get your stuff together. So, Nathan, talk a little bit about that. What are you talking about? Because
Well, so many people go to my website and they see just an entire history of activity, not just what I'm doing today, not just what I'm doing tomorrow, but you can look all the way back and see a history of people I've worked with and clients that I've worked with and stuff like that. And I built that up over time. I built that up brick by brick by, you know, starting a platform and then just adding something to it every day. Unfortunately, some people think that, you know, you gotta wait until you can amass something impressive to start, you know, put it out there. And that's something you definitely should not wait to do. If you don't have but one or two clients, then you should create a platform, Facebook, social media, Instagram, website with two or three clients. But then every time you work with a client, then you add that brick on it. And that's the way you should do it, because if you wait, you may never get to the point where you actually build that building, you know. You may lose part of the information, part of the data.
Mm-hmm.
And in addition to that, people who are faithful to and follow you, then they see your growth. You know, they've been with you a long time. They were with you when you had, you know, two or three clients, two or three events. And so they know, you know, they're vested in you and seeing, you know, how much you've grown. So too often we wait to say, well, you know, why should I just put something up? And I've only been, you know, to a couple. I've only spoken at a couple of events. Do it. Start it. That's where I was 10, 15 years ago. I only had two or three. Now I've got hundreds of clients. But I did it every single day. Every time that I work with a client, the next day I go back in my store and I add that piece to it.
Mm-hmm.
Every single day. Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Great tip. And Veronica, I'm going to let you ask a question because you know I'm mouthy too, girl. So
we need know more than a half an hour with Nathan. But,
I know.
Appreciate the time that we have with him. And so I just want to jump right in with this particular question because of the fact that we talked about, you know, not waiting to jump out there and do what you got to do. But I want to speak to, or to just kind of ask this question, Nathan, in terms of how important is it to know the product or service that you have? Because I think that sometimes people are jumping out there, but yet they haven't developed the craft or they haven't developed the service or what have you. So how important is that?
Oh, yeah, it's extremely important. You know, I can't say that the workshop we offered was a brand new product. You know, I've taught it in a different format. It was the first time we taught it under that title. We offered it at a very economical price, though, because it was the first time the three of us were working. We wanted to offer it to some people who may not have had the income to, you know, journeymen, poets, and comedians and stuff like that. Now, once the three of us we ran it and we know that it's a valuable product, now we're going to refine it, and guess what? When we bring it back, you know, you might not be able to get in there for $25. So you want whatever you have produced to be proven with people who say that this is a valuable product. Even when you're teaching workshops, you actually should have critique sheets that your students, your clients fill out to say, yeah, this is, you know, how I perceive it. This is what I think you need to do better. That's all to make your product better. Because, and I was just thinking about this the other day, good looks and personality can only take you so far. My marketing guy in the newspaper business told us this. We were at this conference. He said, you know, you can be the best looking guy, woman, have the best personality, but when it comes, and your clients would just love you. They'll just love you to death. But when they go to the other person to buy, to sign the deal, it ain't got nothing to do with looks most of the time. It's because they've been offered a product that is going to benefit them. It's going to be a return on their investment. So, you know, put it all together and don't give it too much weight to, you know, the people, the fact that people like you. You know, you want to strive to make your product, you know, valuable and a good return on the investment that people are paying you for.
Right.
Good,
wonderful.
Good, wonderful information. So to our listening audience, I think y'all picked that up. You know, if you missed us at the venue, you know, that was $25. But the next time you see the three of us together, hey, watch out now, because we're forced to be reckoned with. So I'm so excited about collaboration. And that's my last question. How, Nathan, how important is that to focus on collaborations with individuals and with organizations?
Oh, wow, I can't. You know, I said it to the class. I said it in the following Saturday. I was in South Norfolk talking to authors. I just don't know how you can expect to have success if you don't join the organizations who are the arts organizations. How can you be a real estate agent if you're not a member of the real estate association? How can you be a business in Virginia Beach and not be a member of the Virginia Beach Business Council? It's just extremely hard to climb a road decline if you're not a member of organizations like that. So throughout my entire career, I've prided myself in being a member of local writers organizations like the James River Writers in Richmond, the Hampton Roads Writers, the Poetry Society of Virginia, because these people have taught me so many things. I've attended workshops, and then they've opened doors for me and given me power, because they have the audience that I don't have to work for. You know, when you're a member of an organization and then they put you up front, they're giving you their audience. You don't have to get, this is what we call it in advertising, the golden goose. The golden goose. So you can be searching for the golden egg. I mean, people, don't get caught up in trying to find the golden egg. You want to find the golden goose, and this is what organizations are. They are the golden goose, which gives you multiple, huge audiences of people. They promote you. All you have to do is show up and stand and deliver.
Wonderful, wonderful. Mm-hmm. And so we have about 2 minutes left. And so, Nathan, if anybody is listening tonight and they're in the arts, what advice would you give them? I know we talked about leaping and go ahead and getting started, but is there any piece of advice you would give any young person or anybody in the audience that's listening tonight that wants to pursue their career in the arts?
Invest in yourself. Start now, decide what you're going to sacrifice that you can, you really don't need. So that you can invest in yourself and start doing stuff. And people, the one complaint I hear most is, I don't have a website because, it costs money. Well, I think one of the second or third bullets on that, 12 steps to taking the leap was, cancel cable and start your own channel. I mean, what good does cable do me?
That was number two, Nathan, number two.
Yeah. What good does cable do me? at $100 and some a month, when a website only costs you about $30 a month, and can bring in income when you learn how to use it properly. So, if that's what if you're not willing to make those kind of sacrifices, then I'm not saying you can't succeed, but okay, it's up to you.
Yeah, absolutely wonderful. Yeah. And so I thank you, Nathan, for coming on with us tonight. We have about 2 minutes. And so I just want you to, because we have to repeat things when we're in radio, because in case somebody just tuned in, just give them your information, how they can contact you. And if you have an event coming up and you want to share that, this is a great time to do that.
Yeah. Check me out at hashtag Frederick Douglass Live or www.scpublishing.com, and we've actually got something coming up in the near future that I'm going to be, hanging out with you guys again. So I'm excited about that in the coming weeks.
Great. And Veronica, your information, please.
Wonderful. As I said, you can connect with us on our website at themicrononprofitnetwork.org. And in June, I believe it's June 27th, we're going to be conducting a grant writing workshop. And so it's going to be an interactive workshop where Participants will be working on an actual grant, and so more information is coming out about that. So that's coming in June.
Wonderful. And I'm Francine Humphrey, and you can reach me by email at icwdirector@gmail.com or go to the website, issuesconcerningwomen.org. So, ladies and gentlemen, it is up for us tonight, but we will be back next Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Nathan Richardson, thank you so much. We're going to have to do an hour show with you, Nathan, because we didn't even get into but my first two little bullet points, you know, but it was great. Thank you so much. And Veronica, my sister, as always, thank you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Have a good night,
thank
you all.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Good night. And ladies and gentlemen, if this is your first time, thank you again for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I'm Francine Humphrey. Tune in next week at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you're sure to have a good time hanging out with us. God bless you all. Good night.